start it all over again.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
The moral of the story is obviously check your own headphones and check your own sort of microphones, etc. Otherwise, who knows what could actually happen. Outrageous. Rob Nichols, welcome to the Fly Me to the Moon podcast for issue 553.
Hello.
Charlton Athletic. As I was saying in the rehearsal for this.
The rehearsal, yes.
Following in the Gary Lineker way.
Absolutely.
Of
with the FA Cup draws.
Excellent. Excellent and excellent again.
Drop those balls.
Or drop the microphone channel.
Right, okay.
One of the two things. He's always there. I think Alex Jones secretly sort of wanted to actually be out there in the cold with, of course, yourself and the rest of the family.
Very secretly.
Do you think so?
Yeah, kept it to herself.
Well, she was having such difficulty actually peeling off.
I know.
The stickers from the whole system.
She was. She peeled off everything, didn't she?
Exactly.
The film crew couldn't stop laughing.
It's an extraordinary system. What are we talking about, you might well say, on this podcast?
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's Rob Nichols, superstar, wearing, of course, his Mr. Middlesbrough capable scenario, of course, present at the Warm Show, because, well, that's...
The most famous handshake in town.
Exactly, exactly.
That's all I did.
Precisely so. As you said in this particular centre spread of the current edition of the Fly Me to the Moon package, a couple of weeks ago I received an email with an invite attached. Well, kind of an invite, some good news and some bad news. Gist of the email was, you're invited to the One Show next Monday as a fan rep in Middlesbrough to take part in the fifth round FA Cup draw. Bad news was the information would be binned if Borough fails to win the fourth round FA Cup game at Manchester City. Well, that wasn't going to happen, was it?
No.
Anyway, that's so heaps of stuff to actually sort of work through in terms of this. And it has to be said, you know, obviously the caution, and has to be sort of advisable, that, you know, City providing an excellent training ground to go on to deal with the might of Brentford.
I think that's right, yes. Absolutely.
It's looking healthy. I mean, it was
some month, wasn't it? Mm. You know, a month when we traditionally...
Is it the best January ever, actually?
I think so.
I mean, in terms of that point of view, I mean, if you sort of consider, you know, not only the FA Cup scenario, but also the league form as well.
There's not a lot to beat, of course. January is usually, is invariably
the month.
Yes. Yeah. I remember one good month under Terry Venables when we were doomed in the Premier League, but this time we're looking in a strong position to mount a challenge, aren't we, at the promotion? Fantastic month, but it could come with the poison chalice. Surely Aitor Anker's quid's in for manager of the month for the championship.
Well, this is it. Do you know, I was actually talking about Mr. Karanka on BBC Humberside.
Really?
You might do the One Show, Rob. But I do BBC Humberside.
BBC Humberside.
Exactly. Obviously, neither matches the excitement of SouthsideBroadcasting.pod.com and Flying to the Moon. But Andy Comfort, who is their drive time presenter, was keen to actually talk about transfer deadline day.
Oh.
Yeah. And obviously, I was the closest they could actually get to the Sky reporter, Jim, whatever his name
is. Jim White.
To kind of stand outside saying, the clock is ticking.
Yes.
So I was brought on board, and he obviously is a keen Ipswich fan. He had mentioned so well, you know, Borough's doing quite well, aren't they? And I didn't have the heart to say that, I said, well, yeah. It's there and part of the eye player stuff, etc. Not quite to the legend of the whole thing, but certainly transfer deadline day. The other thing we must talk about, extraordinarily quiet. I mean,
that was a key thing. I think last year was the shock in the fact that it was so busy and so hectic. Mm. Things were going on. It was the first year that we realised that transfer deadline wasn't actually a deadline. As long as you've actually got
paperwork.
Yeah, got your foot in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was very quiet this year. Mm. As we should expect with financial fair plays coming in, you know, in both divisions. Maybe a little bit of sense coming into it as well.
But, you know, ex-Borough player Robert Huth being one of those people who actually moved.
Mm.
Yeah. So he went from Stoke City, I think, to somewhere else.
Yeah, he'd not played this season, to my knowledge, or one or two games.
But still, life continues. And clearly, as far as Borough are actually concerned, no real movement in or out, I suppose.
We did our work in advance, didn't we? We got Forshaw in, who made a good debut at Brentford, the game you mentioned.
Adam Forshaw, of course, who seems to sort of be very much hailed as the next big thing, etc. It's a real chance for him to kind of re-emerge, I would have thought.
Yes, because he was a fan's favourite at Brentford, and then made the error of going to Wigan. Who you were saying there wasn't much transfer activity in the window. Well, there was an awful lot going out the exit door from Wigan, sadly, as they appear to be exiting from the division. It's quite a sad story.
The Malky Mackay effect, clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
what a fine man. Yeah, I mean, I like to feel that Malky Mackay probably learnt a great deal from Gordon Strachan in terms of how to actually manage a club. Sorry, but it still rankles with me.
Oh, yeah, well, the damage was done there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a tremendous January, and now we hope now that the aim is to keep it going through February. It's a short month, but it starts with a home game. It starts with a winnable home game, and there's a lot of winnable away games. We play away at Blackpool in midweek, and again, I'm not counting the Arsenal game as being one of the winnable games necessarily, but if used in the same way as the Liverpool and Manchester City, then you put up a good performance, and it basically, it sets you up for the next week, grinding out the result at Brentford, as you pointed out.
Allowing for Arsenal's traditional spring collapse, surely the Arsenal game is very winnable, I would have thought, actually, in terms of that.
They look on good form at the moment, don't they?
Well, after a fashion, but allowing for the fact that we did a feature with Dr. Linda Papadopoulos on another aspect.
Oh, really?
With you, exactly. Psychologist. Upcoming, the busiest Valentine's Day spend ever. Apparently, British people spend upwards of £1.9 billion on Valentine's Day stuff.
Really?
£1.9 billion.
I wonder how much that would be. If you bought it 2 weeks in advance.
Suffice it to say, I'm thinking of, given that it's the day after, when the Arsenal comes together, you know, they might be
all the love's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
All the money's gone.
And you could be having a sort of Valentine's Day massacre on that side. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Excuse me.
Despite the fact that I was very tempted to actually bring on board one of my level one journalism students, who is indeed an Arsenal supporter. Jared Johnson.
Right.
Very interesting. Quite an articulate young chap, but I figured no.
Well, as I point out in the current fanzine,
Fly Me to the Moon, of course.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Yes, issue 553.
Absolutely.
Available outside Charlton tomorrow.
I was
outside the Rosewater Riverside, in case offside.
Yeah.
Charlton.
Just before the Manchester City game, I do a park run at Stewart Park, and there was a guy there who was just a youngish journalism graduate, and he was speaking in a very loud voice, I think deliberately, so that I and other people could hear.
Oh dear.
And extolling that it was this FA Cup day, saying that the magic of the cup had definitely gone, and that these days seniors versus juniors. It was so one-sided, and the third round had just proven that it doesn't matter how close you come to an upset, they're never going to happen anymore. No. And it was a total farce.
Well, so, Bradford City, obviously. Yes. Sort of,
he needs to get back to his studies, doesn't he, this guy?
I'd have thought so.
Because you've got the big four
in there, let's face it. Liverpool, Manchester United, Borough, and Arsenal. You know, the big four are there, quite clearly.
Well, great, actually, that you know, in all seriousness, that was probably the biggest... the day of the biggest shocks ever in the cup competition, and so it's good to know that the oldest trophy is still sort of, it does have some magic left.
Well, indeed, and you know, grudgingly, I sort of say, yeah, that's okay. If you look back at the last routine, I did actually have the whole thing a slightly worried City supporter. You know, I was, you know, I just had a feeling it was. Although I must admit, I thought it might have been a draw and then a replay. I wasn't quite expecting it to, or indeed the 6-0 thing. But enough of that stuff. You didn't manage to meet Alex or Matt. That's Alex Jones, or indeed,
I didn't know.
Which you think is a disgrace, or indeed Doctor Who. Well, you wouldn't, because that's done in Cardiff, actually, Rob. So, Doctor Who.
Well, I'm talking past tense Doctor Who.
As time travel.
Yes.
As
it wasn't Doctor Who very long, was it?
And he's a United supporter, so why would you want to actually...
I would only have met him. Exactly. That's right. I would only have met him if Middlesbrough had been drawn against Man United.
Well, exactly. Yeah, precisely. Would he have actually walked out? Did he walk out for the handshake? I don't know.
Yes, he did.
He did? Oh, right.
He did, yes.
Oh, fine. Oh,
wasn't on his own, because he was flanked by the Cambridge fan.
Once I'd seen your handshake with the Arsenal man, I thought that was it. There's no point watching anymore.
Well, to be honest, I didn't take in what else had happened. To ask everyone what the draw was afterwards.
Exactly. It's astounding. Still, never mind.
Showbiz.
Was that Salford?
No.
It was BBC Television.
Yeah,
right.
New Broadcasting House, London.
Of course.
Outside.
Yeah. No, it just looked...
In the cold.
In a sense, it did look remarkably similar to the old Concrete Donuts. That's why I was sort of taken away. I thought it was time travel. I thought, well, it's quite interesting. You know, so the amphitheatre used to be there, but...
The old Broadcasting House?
Yeah.
I know, it's amazing that there was a big sort of... thing made of that closing down, and they more or less seem to have built a new one, don't they?
You're listening to Architectural Comment on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Still to come, of course, we'll be hearing from master Chris Bartley, who's got a golden ticket with respect to FA Cup Dreams.
Mr. Chris Bartley.
Is it Mr. Chris Bartley?
Master Thomas Bartley.
Yes. Okay. You see, it says here.
And they're both both queued up and got their Arsenal tickets. Chris and Thomas.
You see, excellent stuff. And that Kadeem Hussain has actually contributed as well. No Joe Nicholson. There must be a Joe Nicholson.
Yeah, there is.
Exactly. At least without Joe Nicholson. So he has become. Joe Nicholson is the new Andrew Glover. Let's face it. You know, we're looking for that. You know, the old Andrew Glover now kind of just bogged down with all of his media stuff and his other sort of things and his family duties, etc.
Online man at the Gazette. I did see him at the Brentford game though.
Well, there we are. He's still alive.
He is.
Excellent. All this and more after this.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 308188 or visit our website rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Don't do love letters. But if they did.
Dear you, you know I love you, and I know you love me. I also know I'm impossible to live with sometimes. I know I let you down. I know I send you home feeling sad sometimes, but I just want you to know that if I didn't have you, I would be nothing. I'd never do anything to hurt you, and I try my best to make you happy every week. Please come back. You know we need each other. Now more than ever. All my love. The Borough. Hello, little man. Now, I know you're only a baby, and maybe a little young to be making a choice that'll affect the rest of your life. But while your dad's out, I think we should have a chat. You see, I'm your mum. And I have to give you my best advice. I'm also a Borough fan. I go to every game that I can. They're my team. Have been all my life since my dad took me to my first game. When I was about your age. There's been ups and downs. Good times. And bad. But I wouldn't change a minute of my life as a Borough fan. And this is what I need to ask you. Should I take you to the next game? All right, I will. Then you'll be a Borough fan too.
I'm fine.
We'll tell your dad. It's character forming.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
100. Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
You're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast companion to issue 553, the Charlton Athletic game. And not so much out of the head, but out of the valley. And this could be a scoreline, Rob, of course. It could well be tomorrow. Middlesbrough 7, Charlton Athletic 1.
That would be good. if unlikely.
Do you think so? Yeah, so I'm not sure they can reverse the whole thing, because both Borough and Charlton have been locked out of their own ground.
Yes, they have in the past.
Borough, of course, lost for one match, Charlton on the road for 7 long years.
People probably forget that now.
They would have had Derek Hales, of course, I believe, used to play for Charlton Athletic.
He did indeed, yeah.
Mike Flanagan.
That's right.
Lenny Lawrence, of course, was the manager of one sort of stage.
Yep.
There we are.
They were.
What we would probably say should be 3 relatively straightforward points, but then is everything straightforward?
Nothing straightforward, really. It looks straightforward, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Like a Kadeem Hussein poem. Did you see what
absolutely.
We did there?
No, I like
nothing
that.
Straightforward when yeah. it looks straight. It appears as though, you know, Kadeem,
you like
when
that,
he
Link.
Gets his poetic thing together, he'll work through this whole for the system. And now, for the first time this season, I believe,
yes, indeed.
We have the chance to have the official oration between Rob Nichols and yours truly for Kadeem Hussein. And it's over. It's over! It's over!
The post-Christmas epidemic. An affliction that has no name, cannot be named, that must not be named. An ancient curse that has plagued those with Borough in their blood. It's over. It's over.
Last Saturday before the kick-off, Riverside full of optimism, the Terriers snapping at our ankles, at times frustrating, at times pulling out hair, at times nail-biting, 94th minute sheer joy. It's over, it's over! The ancient curse that has plagued those with Borough in their blood is
over.
I think that deserves a BAFTA accommodation award in some way. I mean, or it's at least a sort of a Radio Academy thing. That's around.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, let's put that together. Let's have a podcast system. Okay, on a more slightly prosaic note, or even more exciting, perhaps, we might say, Top Corner Sports Sportsman's Dinner. Jamie Pollock, Craig Hignett. Where can we find these together with a comedian? Marvellous. Where can we find it, Rob? Because it's happening at the Top Corner Sports, I believe.
It is indeed, which is Jamie Pollock's football centre on the Chunk Road, the old TA centre near Bramble's Farm area.
And he's only running a sportsman's dinner there.
He is. It's a brilliant setup, actually. I went in the summer. He's got floodlit pitches, some grass, synthetic turf, and he's coaching youngsters several nights and days a week.
I think we should, just as we've taken Book of the Month on the road, we were last in Saltburn, maybe we should actually do a Fly Me to the Moon on location from Jamie Pollock's base. What do you think?
We're not that far from there, are we?
You think that might be a possibility there?
And Jamie, of course, played for Manchester City as well as Middlesbrough.
Yes, exactly. You know, yes. So maybe we should put that suggestion forward.
Yeah.
Get our people on the case.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is you can actually contact them on 01642 230141. That's 01642 230141. And get a ticket for the hottest night in town, which is going to be Saturday, 28th of February, 2015. A football sportsman's dinner, which is going to be sensational. So great stuff there. Well, you see, Jamie, even if he doesn't actually sort of take up that opportunity, we've at least started promoting this stuff.
We have indeed.
Very good. In addition to that, you can also walk the Three Peaks for charity. The Philanthropic Foundation's Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge takes place on Saturday, June the 20th. So lots of time to actually build up to this. Will you be doing that, Rob?
I was thinking of doing it last year, but it'd be good, wouldn't it? You only have to raise £150 sponsorships. I say only, but these days when you raise sponsorship online, it's a lot simpler. Be good. You've got to do it in 12 hours, don't you? That's the challenge.
I can say categorically at this stage, I will not be doing it.
You're ruling yourself out.
No, I am indeed. I'm just to make that quite clear. Whereas Roy Hodgson's joined the BBC's FA Cup coverage, which is fine, I will not be taking part in the Three Peaks Challenge.
And it's for the
Cause is fantastic. Foundation. But, you know, I might sponsor somebody. I'll sponsor you, Rob, possibly.
Right.
I've got a golden ticket. As you said, Chris Bartley has actually got the golden ticket. And he is successfully in terms of that whole scenario. He will be heading to Arsenal. Classic quote of this particular programme from Chris Bartley. Ali Brownlee was ecstatic. Noel Gallagher, Johnny Marr, Ricky Hatton, Jason Mann for Coronation Street. I'm not going to say it anymore because it's just too painful. We'll move on to that. To briefly master Thomas Bartley's monthly review, his views that why would a transfer deadline day be the second day in a month? He's confused about that. Well,
yeah.
Thomas, as you grow from life, if that's the only thing that confuses you, you're a very lucky man indeed. That's all I will say. Finally, on to the sequence that is the current Andrew Glover setup. Obviously, there are a whole heap of other things. That will be Joe Reports. That's very action-adventure, isn't it? Joe Reports!
It is, definitely, yes. But then again, he does, doesn't he? Is it in an action way? Because he does his TV channel on YouTube from the ground.
Yeah. Has he mentioned us as yet on that?
I haven't checked. No. I think he's gone into different sports now, though.
Well, we are talking about getting involved with On Your Bike.
Really?
Which, of course, is with Manila PR and a whole range of other bits. Although, technically, it's Team What Cycle. I mean, Tony would be very upset now because they've changed it. It's no longer Manila Cycle. It's Team What Cycle, which confused me because I thought, is that like Team W? No, it's Team What, as in W-A-T-T, Cycle.
Okay.
Sometimes it's very confusing. It won't always be pretty or at grounds holding 40,000 plus, but like at Brentford, it's the winning that counts. I think he's kind of nailed it there, hasn't he, right?
Yes. So winning ugly.
Exactly. And overall, the Brentford game, we haven't had a chance to speak about it too much, but reasonably satisfactory.
Yeah, obviously it was an early kick-off. It was one of those games that shifted at the last moment, but some of the Brentford fans managed to appeal to East Coast Mainline on our behalf, and we were able to change railway tickets, which is fantastic.
Do they do any Arthur Askey songs there? I'm thinking, bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee.
No, but it's incredibly friendly. It's great that we've gone there while it's still an old style football ground with a little club shop and of course famously the pubs in each corner of the ground. They are going to move soon, apparently, but I think a lot of people appreciate standing up one and appreciate an old style ground and also the hospitality of their fans who loved it up here, even though they got beaten 4-0. And that's the only thing, other thing to say, isn't it? The fact that Brentford have come on so much since that 4-0 defeat.
Brentford,
and it was,
Borough, Bournemouth, they're all great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps they all go up together. Three B's.
You never know. Yeah, three B's, right. Yes.
Precisely. So, onwards to the crucial fact. How do people get hold of Flaming to the Moon, the fanzine, or indeed some of the other classics, including the upcoming Saturday, March the 14th, where I think, actually, we might try and get Andy Comfort from the aforementioned BBC Humberside to join us on that next show, which, of course, we'll be doing on Friday the 13th, the Ipswich Town game. How can people get hold of Flaming to the Moon, the fanzine?
Well, hopefully you'll go to the match. And buy it outside the ground. That's the first thing. But then if you look, go to the website www.fmttm.com, then you can buy the back issues there. There's a fanzine shop. If you click on that, you can get back issues from there.
One or two folk might sort of be asking themselves, you did a special for the City game, the fourth round of the FA Cup.
We did.
Are you doing anything for Arsenal? Well, we might. We might do something where we invite Rob to kind of telephonically connect with us on another show.
All right.
Which might sort of slot into this. So there might be some kind of special we can, through the magic of telecommunications, ooh, work on. So we're not necessarily the full Flaming to the Moon package, but I think we should do something, Rob.
Okay.
Possibly early Thursday morning.
I thought you, because when we've done it before off the bus, it's always a bit dodgy because you go through tunnels and stuff like that, or people start talking.
Exactly. So I think maybe a couple of days before, maybe on the Thursday, we might be able to set that up. So some things to look out for on the southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com thing. Well, having had a couple of interesting rehearsals, I think we managed to get through that extremely well, he says.
We didn't drop anything.
In a self-congratulatory mode, and why not indeed? Issue 553 versus Charlton's audio companion piece is now pretty much wrapped. Apart from those final few words, without which the whole thing would just not be concluded.
It wouldn't sit right
at all. Exactly. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough.
Come on, Borough.
Up the Borough.
Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.